On this episode of Diggity, a video game podcast, we discuss Cyberpunk 2077, Animal Crossing may be coming earlier than we expected, and yeah, we know everyone got that stupid, dumb emergency text message thingy. Please stop talking about it. Let's jump on into it. What is up, guys? Welcome to Diggity, a video game podcast, episode 10. I'm your host, Jeff. As always, with me is the always luscious Brody.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's been, 2 days since I've seen you? And yeah, we're sitting across from each other again, so it's again. Not weird this time because this is the second time.
Yeah, we got that out of the way.
Yeah. So. Another thing to get out of the way, you can follow us on social media, at Diggity Podcast on Instagram and also on Twitter. You can follow me personally on Twitter, at Jeff Jzuk, J-E-F-F-J-Z-U-K on Twitter. Brody, where can they follow you at?
On Twitter, at Brody Fultz, at B-R-O-D-Y-F-U-L-T-Z.
Nice. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever the hell you listen right now. I have no idea. Just hit the little subscribe button. And if you feel like at the end of this episode, please give us a review. It helps us out a total crazy awesome amount. I don't know where it's going with that sentence. Whatever. Yeah, roll with it. Anyways, this is episode 10, which is pretty crazy. That's double digits. This is big leagues. If I had to put, you know, kind of paint a picture of where we're at. We were brownies, right? We were making that shitty noodle art, right? The macaroni art. We were showing up at like 5:30, right?
Are we Girl Scouts
as
now?
As brownies. Yeah, we're Girl Scouts now. We're fucking, we're making campfires. We're fucking blacksmithing. We're fucking making ships with our fucking bare hands out of
cookies?
Wood. And half of the year we sell cookies on the street. We just happen to do that. So that's kind of metaphorically where we're at. Yeah, crazy. 10 episodes, man. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Holy shit, we did this 10 times.
Hopefully we get to do this more. I mean, hopefully.
My God. 10 times. We somehow did this 10 times, and we somehow did it on schedule without only breaking once. Yeah. Only breaking once.
I think we did have a technical difficulty that pushed the actual date start? That it came out, like a day.
Almost behind. A day. Yeah.
But other than that.
But we did it.
We've been perfect 10 times.
And I have to do something here. I have to call a quick audible here.
Oh, boy.
And that's that Audible sponsored this podcast. And that you... So,
wow.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
It's fantastic. listeners of Diggity can head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity to get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial. You can get access to over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or like we say every episode, if you're old as hell, your MP3 device. I don't know who's using it except for Brody in his car. And that's why I say it every time because it's a gem. So head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity, D-I-G-G-I-T-Y, to get access to over 180,000 titles and your free 30-day trial. Head on over there, folks. You want to roll with it? You want to just roll with the elephant in the room,
yeah,
I guess?
Let's do the big thing right off the bat.
The elephant in the room is obviously, why the hell, Jeff and Brody, are you not covering anything about Assassin's Creed Odyssey? So...
it's the big game this week. I mean, aside from Forza, but yeah.
We at least mentioned it last on the Tuesday show, right?
It.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
not Super Mario Odyssey, that's why.
It's not. I will pick it up eventually, but not.
I won't.
I'm not going to pay full price for it right now. Not that I don't think it would be worth it or that I'd get my time out of it.
Yeah.
Single player games are kind of hard for me to get into most of the time. Unless it's
Spider-Man.
Yeah, unless it's Spider-Man. So, yeah, I'll pick it up down the road. I game share with a buddy of mine. And so once it goes on sale, I'll pick it up there and pay like $15 a piece for it and power on through it.
And I don't hate it. I just kind of am like, you know what? Well, I just don't need this game right now.
And I bought Origins last year. And
do you like it? Because I didn't buy that.
I don't know. I have a problem getting into the setting, I think, more than anything. And it's kind of slow moving off the bat. So I have not gotten very far in it. I know Craig absolutely loved it. Shout out to Craig. Yeah,
wow.
Shout out to Craig. I don't even think he listens to us, but whatever.
Fucking guy.
Yeah, fuck him. No, I'll be getting an angry text.
Oh, no.
No, it was the thing that this last time that I picked it up last year, you know, Odyssey, or sorry, Origins, I realized it went on sale really quickly after release, and that kind of pissed me off. So I was like, you know what? I'm not doing it. I'm not buying it on release this go around. Yeah. I'm going to pick it up in a couple months or whatever, maybe. So we'll see. There's going to be so much to play for the rest of the year too. And we're
well, that's my thing. Like, it's just down to, and I think a lot of other companies are like this. It's like, I have like two or three games that I want to buy, and they're not like short story games. They're like hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
So it's like, those games are going to keep me busy for a long time. And that's where I'm just like in that block of games. I'm like, know what? I probably just want to stick with these ones because it's more bang for my buck. And I just, these are like, honestly, I just want those more in Assassin's Creed. And I don't think it's a bad, think it's a bad series. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just, it's one of those series for me where it's like, I'm okay if I miss one. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's whatever.
And I'm not planning on missing it. I'm just going to wait for things to calm down.
I'm going to wait for it to be in the GameStop on sale.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I will jump into it. But for now, I am preoccupied. So, later.
Yeah. So that's addressing the drama in the room. If people are like, why aren't you talking about Assassin's Creed? What's wrong with you guys? You guys are a gaming podcast, yet you don't want to talk about Assassin's Creed? There's your reason why.
They sound like that?
No. Only a few. Anyways, on other news, Cyberpunk 2077 is going to be distributed by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment in North America, which is interesting.
Sticking to what worked on The Witcher 2 and The Witcher 3. So,
hell yeah.
I mean, if it isn't broke, don't fix it, huh?
No, it did extremely well in Witcher 2 and Witcher 3, and that's the thing. I mean, Cyberpunk 2077, that's made out in Poland, right? So,
CD Projekt.
They know the European market, and sometimes you need to trust people for other stuff. Just like we mentioned on the podcast, well, it was the last podcast.
About
China and all that stuff.
Right,
China. So you know, I think it's a smart idea. I don't have any problems with it. There's some people like are worried about it, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand. They're just distributing it. They're not really touching anything about it. Like, they're just gonna figure out the packaging, and maybe the packaging, North American packaging, might be a little bit different. Aside from ESRB ratings, might be different art, and essentially just going to send it out to Walmart.
Yeah, and The Witcher 3 is kind of like one of the most popular games in the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
And it did exceptionally well. So I don't really understand why people have reservations about it. Like, they knocked it out of the park on The Witcher 2 and The Witcher 3. So
if it's not broken, don't try to change it up. Darksiders 3 trailer. Are we feeling it or not? Yeah or nah?
See, I don't know, because I actually really enjoyed 1 and 2, but that was I was much younger and could, the quality of the game didn't really matter, because when you bought a game at that age, you're gonna play it regardless, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's been a while since those games came out, and I really enjoyed them. I don't know if I would get that same feeling this go around.
Really? Because of the art style?
I don't know. I loved 1 and 2, but watching that trailer did nothing for me. I didn't even have a slight tingle in my pants. Like, nothing.
My God. That's terrible.
No. I don't think it's going to be what I felt playing it forever ago. I mean,
do you think a lot of other people are going to feel that?
I don't know.
Is that your guesstimation? Are you projecting right now that it's still going to sell well?
Yeah, It'll do well.
But you think it might not do as great as other... How long has it been since 2?
Shoot,
I'm
going to
look this up.
You're gonna Google?
I got
you're,
it.
You're
I,
going to
I,
the Google
I,
machine?
I got this to the Google's machine. Oh, man. Darksiders 2 came out in 2012.
Yeah, so six years ago.
Almost 7.
Yeah, almost 7. That's a while. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, that was a little while ago. And I remember playing Darksiders 1. I mean, obviously long before that.
No.
So
huh.
That's and I didn't get into Darksiders 2 nearly as much as I got into Darksiders 1. So it's
it came
like
out
a
on the Wii U. Darksiders 2 came out on the Wii U. Best system of all time.
Oh God. First Slippy and now the Wii U.
Slippy, the Wii U is the greatest system of all time.
Yeah.
Ahead of its time.
I I want it to do well. I like that series.
Oh yeah, I want every game to do well.
Well,
I
mean, absolutely. Studios do well. Yeah, you don't.
But I don't know. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe it's enough time in between the two.
It's
going to
be a sleeper
like,
next year, man.
There's people that play Darksiders 2 that have kids now.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
Like
yeah.
me. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, holy crap. Like, you know, I don't know. It's weird. I like the art style. Like, I really like that art style a lot.
Yeah.
It's not this, I'm not saying bullshit, but it's just, it's not realistic. And I like that. I'm okay with realistic art styles, but so many have been done now. Like, it seems to be the
It
thing.
Is nice to have a little break from it.
Exactly.
I mean, even just the, like, jumping into, like, Breath of the Wild last year and Mario. Like, it's just a nice break from all the realistic looking
and it's,
games.
Well, it's also really cool because it makes it a lot more mythical.
Right.
Because there's no sharp edges in, like, Darksiders. It's, like, aside from your weapon.
Right.
So it's, like, everything's kind of, like, rounded. Like, mountains are rounded, cliffs are rounded, stuff like that. And it's, like, it's just, there's no, it's interesting. Because what you do in the game is dark, right? Like, what you do in the game is it's hectic, dark, and stuff like that. But the world around you still accentuates kind of a soft feeling, which is kind of interesting. Soft, dark feeling, like ominous, which is kind of interesting, you know, for that art style. That's why I liked it. But,
see, and I never realized that a bunch of other people got into it. Like, I thought I thought it was like a cult hit almost, you know? It wasn't like
overly
popular.
No, man. It was a very
popular
title. Darksiders 2 is huge. Darksiders 1 was cult.
Yeah.
And then Darksiders 2, they went and did, like, I feel like on their marketing stuff, they stepped it up like crazy from what I can remember, and everyone was talking about that, at least where I was at in, you know, 2012, which is insane.
Yeah.
2012. Holy crap. My God.
That's crazy. And this one actually has a female protagonist. So that'll be, I don't know if that was some clever marketing, or this was planned from the get-go, or what? I mean,
I don't know.
Because, I mean, the last two have been male, so why not throw a female into the mix?
Yeah, it'd be cool. Yeah. She, I mean, the trailer looked awesome. The trailer looked really cool.
Yeah, she looked like a badass.
Gameplay looks like, for sure. But, you know, the trailer looked really, really, really cool. Do we know, like, when the actual release date is on this? I'm terrible for that.
I know. I always forget to look these up before the show.
November 27th is the initial.
Okay. Yeah,
release
so this year.
Date. Yeah, and it'll be on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Nice.
As well. You think this comes to the Switch eventually?
I don't know.
I think it does.
You think so? I feel like if it was going to come to the Switch, they might have been releasing it about the same time. Unless they're going to call
Depends
the...
Depends on if they start working on it.
Yeah, unless they're going to call up Panic Button, which...
Just doing all the ports.
Because Panic Button's just incredible at that.
Making bank on ports. Yeah, oh, no. Yeah, we'll have to see. I think they probably already started it before.
Yeah, well,
honestly.
I would assume, obviously.
They
started before, but I didn't. I mean, because there's quite a few games that have come out for the Switch that had started development before the Switch started, but...
We'll have to see on it. I'm stoked for it. THQ Nordic's been killing it recently. I mean, they're like a $3 or $4 billion company now.
They're really...
Dude, they got the contract to take Microsoft games to, like, Steam.
Really?
Yeah, they're taking Super Lucky's Tales out on Steam.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
released,
I saw that.
Like, they released
I didn't
a
realize
bunch
that was
of Microsoft
THQ.
Studios. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they got the contract for that.
I think they've been really getting or picking up a bunch of IPs that kind of tug at the old nostalgia.
Yeah.
They've definitely been picking up a lot of stuff that I didn't think people were going to pick up. Like, about a month ago they picked up, like, Time Splitters?
I think so, yeah. They've been picking up IP, and it's totally for a play to, you know, obviously IP is king. You want to own everything, right?
Absolutely.
But yeah, like, they have a bank of IP now where they can just be like, okay, cool, Darksiders is down. Time to spin up this game that, you know, was down 10 years ago. Like, it's just going to be a refresh, right? It's going to be just like movies.
Yeah.
Like, you want to bet, like, in 30 years that we're probably seeing another Spider-Man film? A whole new redo?
30 years? Ooh.
Or 20 years? 10 years?
Try like 5.
I think in another 5 years we'll have another Spider-Man.
No, now that they're playing nice with Marvel and kind of...
Yeah, but you know that's
going to
happen again.
Well, I don't know. Marvel doesn't like to do that, though. As far as actual the MCU, I mean, the Fantastic Four was Fox. All the Spider-Mans have been Sony. All of them, X-Men was Fox. All of them that have been rebooted have all been other companies. Everything that... Well, I guess you got Hulk. Hulk was the odd
Spider-Man
one, but that
Sony,
was
that's right, yeah.
Hulk actually, another company had the rights on the first two Hulk movies.
I think that was Fox.
Yeah, Fox had one, and then I think, because there was two before, wasn't there?
There's been like three Hulks.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But man, the most recent one was actually the MCU Hulk.
There was Hulk in 2003, and that was by... It doesn't say. Doesn't say. I can try to look some of the stuff up here. But yeah, 2003. And then there's The Incredible Hulk in 2008.
And that's the most recent one?
That's the one that's listed here, yeah. Oh, yeah? My God. Remember that scene where they spray all the foam on him?
Oh, God.
God, and they contain the Hulk with this foam in the middle of the tunnel. No, that's this is not 2003.
That's 2003. Yeah, okay, this is the 2008 one. That's not... Yeah.
But have they made a Hulk movie with
Ruffalo?
With Ruffalo, no. No? Why haven't they?
I don't know.
God, that 2003 one was so bad.
Oh, it was terrible. Oh, the worst.
God, look at him. He looks so terrible.
Where's the... I'm surprised they didn't bring up the Lou Ferrigno. Old school Hulk, man.
Yeah, but... Oh, and then he got... like super jacked in Hulk 2008 for the Incredible Hulk, and he looked like a mess.
But anyway, God. I think Spider-Man will be. I don't think it'll be rebooted anytime soon.
No,
I think it'll be a while. Anyway,
back to game stuff. It's like nerdy stuff, whatever. So World of Warcraft executive producer is going to become the new president of Blizzard Entertainment, which is pretty interesting.
Is an interesting move.
Gonna botch this dude's name, but Mike Moraim. I'm pretty sure the H is silent.
That's gotta be close.
I don't know. Mike Moraim will be stepping down from his role as the president of Blizzard Entertainment after 27 years of service to the gaming community. He'll still remain an advisor to the company. I mean, the dude is incredible. What he's been able to do for the company for Blizzard. I guess it's Activision Blizzard now, but yeah. You know.
But Blizzard's been knocking it out of the park for years.
Oh yeah,
it's unreal.
So Jay Allen
had a flop in like the last 10 years or so. I mean, I know they had troubles in WoW.
WoW wasn't doing so well for a little while.
But other than that, all the new IPs and everything they put out.
I guess Diablo.
Diablo does pretty well.
Diablo 3 was kind of, well, it wasn't a flop. It still sold a bunch.
Yeah, it sold a bunch.
I guess in terms of like...
Sales-wise.
Well, no. Yeah. Not even sales, dude.
I mean, it sold well, but...
maybe it just wasn't received as well as the product.
I do remember it having some issues at the get-go, and I don't remember specifically what those were, but they did improve them, and it is no longer in the state that people were pissed about. They fixed whatever they had a problem with.
So Jay Allen Brack will be stepping up from leading a development team to now leading the entire company with a passionate, diverse player base. So
that's a hell of a jump, for sure.
Depends. You know, it says Brack joined the World of Warcraft team nearly 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's he's done a lot of time with the company.
Yeah.
He's been through the thick and thin stuff with the company, and also through the massive successes of the company. So
yeah,
it makes absolute sense. In my mind, also it's really cool that a producer is going to be going into that because he knows the product through and throughout.
Right.
Have business sense into it. It's a huge time to be taking over. Blizzard right now. With the first launch of a Blizzard game coming to Switch for the first time, which would be Diablo 3 coming to the Switch. I don't know about you, but for me, I think that Blizzard's obviously going to bring a lot more games to the Switch.
Oh yeah,
like I could definitely see an Overwatch hitting that up.
Yeah,
on that the Switch.
That's on a lot of people's list of things they'd like to see.
I mean, it would be absolutely insane. It reached one of the I forget the dude who runs the whole Overwatch stuff and does the videos.
Oh, I can't think of his name either.
Anyways, God, I feel so bad.
Yeah, and he did
that
whole video for like 20, or it was like a stupid amount of time streaming, and he just sat there in front of a fire around Christmas time. You remember that?
Yeah.
I can't think of that dude's name. I'll figure it out.
And he,
I'll be back.
He talked about Overwatch coming to the Switch. Someone asked, and he basically said, you know, the Diablo 3 team said that they wanted to take Diablo 3 to the Switch, and so Blizzard said, hey, good idea, let's go take it to the Switch, and they did that. So now I think it comes up to the team saying, like, yeah, we want to put Overwatch on the Switch. I don't know from a technical perspective how crazy that would be. I mean, you have to downgrade, I think, quite a fair bit of things in-game. I don't think you'd have to lose any features, though, but I think my guesstimate is this, right? It's an all-online game anyways, Overwatch.
Yeah.
So they're probably going to let Nintendo do their thing with online, see how it is, and then jump into it if they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my mind, if I'm a company and I'm going to provide my product on their online service and your online service is crap, this is going to give me customer service headaches. Why can't I connect to Overwatch? I can play Super Mario Brothers 3, but I can't connect to Overwatch. What the hell's happening?
Jeff Kaplan.
He's another Jeff. How could I not know
that?
It's right there.
I mean, come on, man.
Jeff Kaplan. Anyways, I think it's fine news. Some people are a little worried about it, simply because he's an executive producer, so he doesn't have maybe the business acumen. But here's the thing about games. Like, it comes down all at the end of the day to the product. The business side of things, I mean, generally speaking, you know, I think he can learn it pretty decently. I mean,
and it's not like he's going in alone on all of
that. No, he's got 13 years of experience in a massive game company.
And there's plenty of people that help on he doesn't make the sole decision on
that. It is a bitch, though.
He does still have to report to a board of directors.
That's where it becomes a bitch because there's
right.
the, you know, they're a publicly traded company, right? So
right. So they're not going to let him just run it into the ground. I mean, there's definitely
no.
checks and balances.
I think the fear that most people have is that he's not going to be able to do the duties of an executive producer anymore. Which might lead to a decrease in game stuff. But the thing is,
coming from that, I imagine he still wants to get his hand in on things.
You can't really, when you're president of a company like that, you can't really... You're not doing as much...
Yeah, he's not going to have as much hands-on, obviously, but I would think that he's still going to have some hands-on. I mean, he's not going to just...
No, I'm sure he'll oversee things, but people's worry is that he's not going to be, like, 100% on something.
Right.
But
which
think
he will either, I mean...
Right, but my combative point to that is, essentially, he's probably trained a lot of people and instilled that. Like, the teams are all separate, and if he hasn't worked on something, like, if he never worked on Overwatch...
Right.
Overwatch it
exceptionally. That's not going to change anything, right? While if he only worked on WoW, which that's kind of the way I took it from what I
from what I understand.
If he worked predominantly on WoW, he worked with these other people for an extended period of time, and most people don't leave Blizzard. Like once they're in there, they tend to stay for a while. If they can, at least. If he's worked with these people for so long, I mean, these people know for the most part what he's thinking and what his plans were and this and that. I mean, I don't foresee it being a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be good. I think it's a it's a neat move to see. I mean,
yeah, good for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Killed it.
I'd rather them do that than bring someone from the
outside random
that doesn't know anything.
Well,
I'd
rather also, like, not to sound snarky on it, but I'd rather them bring someone from Blizzard who's been there before even the Activision Blizzard days.
Right.
To run Blizzard as Blizzard, you know, and not just run it as Activision Blizzard. So I think he'll keep that, which is fantastic, you know. So the next piece of news is that Animal Crossing, as I said in the intro, might be coming sooner than we initially expected it to be coming. So the rumors are surrounding this, and none of this is confirmed.
Yeah, it's all speculation based on your normal internet bullshit.
The rumors are claiming that Animal Crossing for Switch could be releasing as early as Q1 2019. So, you know, January, February, March is Q1.
Yeah. Yep.
Or, you know, it could reach out into April. We don't know, but I can only hope.
Yeah. I would not put it past Nintendo. They like to come out of nowhere with some stuff every once in a while, especially something as big as Animal Crossing. Like, the reveal for that, I mean, people were hoping for it, but I don't think anybody really expected it, per se. I mean, there's always people that are like, oh, well, they're going to announce Animal Crossing and Metroid and everything else I've ever wanted.
I was that person
that
said,
yeah,
they're going to announce Animal Crossing, and they're going to do it in a way that fucks with their heads.
Yeah.
And they did all of those things.
Yep. Yep, you called it.
But yeah, this this rumor comes from a source that has been correct about most things of this nature before in other releases and other announcements. But that being said, I mean,
it's still an anonymous still source on on an internet.
I don't know if I don't think that they would do that because you have Smash.
Yeah. You're kind of, it's still awfully close to another big game that, but then again, I mean, you got Pokemon coming out the month before Smash, like, yeah, by like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, I guess, well, I mean, I even just, I think
then you're still dealing with, I mean, you still have Game Freak, which is its kind of separate deal, obviously, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, for all intents and purposes, I still consider it a Nintendo game. I mean,
I think also, like, I think I just kind of combated my own point some I had before I was going to say it too, but like all three of those brands are such big brands that it's like one of those things where people just buy all three.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's not like
it's going to sell like Smash regardless.
Directly competes
with Animal Crossing.
With Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
It's like you either love Smash or you love Animal Crossing, or if you love both, you're going to get both.
Right. Right.
And then even the Pokemon stuff, I don't know. What do you think is going to happen with this Pokemon? Do you think it's going to come out and people are actually going to be happy about it? Or do you think people are going to be like, just wait?
I don't know.
Because they're making an RPG, aren't they?
See, I think actually at this point, yeah, I mean, it's
Is it rumored or is it confirmed that they're actually making like another Pokemon game?
It's been confirmed. They are making and another game. And like
a full-fledged one, though.
A full-fledged, brand new, that comes out next year. And it would be more of a return to traditional Pokemon games. As far as, I mean, you're not going to have...
They're still going to do Pokemon Go into it.
Maybe. I don't know.
They're
for a while, Pokemon Go was barely hanging on by a string anyway. I mean, considering what it was, and it blew back up because of this game, which makes them more money.
Money.
But I think the expectations at this point for... Let's Go is low enough that, but if it comes out and it's fantastic.
This is not low. People.
I have seen a lot of pissed off people. They do not like the Go integration. They think it's a dumbed down.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like people, there's people that are pissed off by that. There's people that are going to buy this game thinking it's a full-fledged Pokemon game and they're going to be sorely pissed off.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I guess. I do forget that some people don't keep up on all this. Like we have to, but so yeah, I think there in that community, in the Pokemon community, the hardcore fans, or even just like the hardcore gamers in general, or people who play extremely often and are up to date on all Pokemon information, and they are really not excited about this. I've seen a whole lot of people extremely pissed and upset that this is just a dumbed down game. Personally, I don't really care. I'm going to jump into it because I want to. It's a return to a game I played as a child. And also, I want my kid to get into it. I think it's an awesome game to get my kid involved and for it to be his first Pokemon game. So, But I think the expectations are low from a lot of people. And like you said, there are going to be your cases where it's not. But I think it's low enough that if it comes out and it's actually pretty good, I think people would be pretty happy.
Yeah, I just don't want it to be like this, like, Pokemon. What was the one on, was it Wii? Where you could store your Pokemon or they had, like, some mini game. I don't know. I just don't. I don't want it to feel like a party game or like a half-baked. Like...
Well, it's still a... I mean, it's basically a remake of Yellow, so it's not going to be a party game per se. It's still going to have the story and it's still going to have...
I'm so confused by it. I am. I honestly got am. Because
so imagine playing Yellow all over again.
Okay.
And
text for text.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. They say it is inspired by Yellow. It is supposed to have a story.
Okay,
it
so inspired,
is,
okay.
Yeah, and they've shown the map. I mean, yeah, they have the whole map. Everything, for the most part, looks like it is Yellow, right? So just consider it Yellow for now, all right?
Yeah.
You have Yellow, and you go back into it, and you have updated graphics, and now you have physical motions for throwing a Pokeball. And the other thing that has changed is... your damn it, I drew a blank. you no longer battle wild Pokemon. You catch them, and it basically has the candy system, and you get XP from it.
How do you fuck them up to be able to catch them?
I don't. You don't.
That's the whole thing.
That's the thing. Exactly. You don't.
That's not Pokemon.
Exactly. You are now understanding my point, my friend.
I know.
This is why I'm saying people are pissed about it, and the expectations are low because there are no random battles. So now you're you battle people.
Just trainers, yeah.
Yeah. So you still gain XP from the wild encounters and this and that.
Catching them?
Yeah. I know. Yep.
So my Pokemon gains XP because I capture it, or I gain XP? Yeah.
No, your Pokemon.
Because
Level them up. Yeah. I agree, man. That's the thing, though. I'm still going to play it. No. I'm going to get Bentley in there, and he's going to play
it. That's good. Like, that's great. Yeah. It's a good... Maybe that's was their deal of the game. It's like, hey, this is going to be a great entry into Pokemon before it gets complex.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get all the people who... There's a lot of kids that played Pokemon Go that never played a Pokemon game. So right. this is their transition to get people on board from Go, or people from more casual
into the
Pokemon, and then that's why they're releasing another game a year later, and a whole new game. So they draw people in with this, or they just piss a bunch of people off that are still gonna buy the next game anyway. So I mean, what loss do you really have?
Oh no, yeah, you're either gonna make a new market that's regardless like mid-casual.
The people who are pissed off about this are the same people that are still going to buy the next game.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for them. Why not? So this is to draw in new people. And
do you think that we will see going forward now, as long as Pokemon Go is the thing, because it's literally called Let's Go, like they did that on purpose?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we...
they know damn well what they're doing.
Do we think that, like, every...
You gonna have motion controls? You're gonna have to throw
it? No, not just that. Just, well, there's no way that in the new game you're not gonna be... They're like, hey, like in a year from now, you're gonna be like, and use your Pokeball, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah.
How well do you think the Pokeball is gonna actually sell?
Not very well.
Really?
Okay. Well,
you're dealing with, so, think of the base. Yeah, yeah. You're getting the people base, to go yep, from Pokemon can, Go right, who flip yep. their screen all day.
Yep. No. It'll probably sell well. I bet you the one? Attach rate.
Will you buy one?
Yeah, I'll buy one.
Are you
okay? So you gotta remember, my children love Pokemon. They love Pokemon.
You'll break TV.
It has a wrist strap.
Oh, okay. Wow. Great.
I'll tighten it until their wrists are purple. I don't care. You're not throwing it through my TV. No, it'll be fine. They play ARMS all the time. They haven't thrown a Joy-Con through the TV.
That's good.
Yeah.
One of the only people that play ARMS now.
I know. I don't play it.
I don't play it anymore. We only play it when we're drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we it. Played it drunk. Who is the best ARMS fighter?
I'm really starting to notice a trend with us.
Yeah, dude. So the Pokeball, we think it's going to sell well. The game's obviously going to sell well. But my thing is, I think, I just hope that this is not the like, schedule or structure that they move forward with. So it's like, hey, like, in a new Pokemon game, like, say it's 2020, right? Mm-hmm. Here's another Let's Go. Let's go Diglett.
Oh, God. Let's go Lickitung.
Let's go Magikarp. You know, like...
I'd buy that.
I would too.
Like, have that stupid fish flopping around on my head. Exactly. Around. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go Magikarp, you know? And then it's like, and then they put the other one out. See? I just don't want this to be the norm where it's like, hey, and here's another game that's kind of influenced by a game on Game Boy that we've influenced 17 different times, and we're just simply putting a mobile game to it.
I don't think they'll need to. They need to do this once to get your Pokemon Go people over.
This is Nintendo.
Yeah,
if
I know.
This
they'll
works,
beat this into the ground.
This works.
But at the same
6
time,
months from now,
okay,
they will fucking come out with Let's Go Diglett. It'll be the same map, and you'll get a Diglett.
Do you think this game will actually make Pokemon Go stay around for another 2 years for them to put out another one?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely.
At what point is
because
it worth
you're just
going
to take this over to the next game.
At what point is it worth it, though? After you get all the Pokemon out of Go into this, what's the point?
You just keep getting more Pokemon and go. and put them into this. They just push an update.
Yeah, you're talking about new generations?
Yeah.
Like moving on? Getting 2 and 3?
What are you going to Pokemon Go? So they're just going to add more shit.
Okay, so they're on Generation 3 in Pokemon Go right now. You're not going to be able to do 2 and 3 over to Pokemon Let's
Go.
They
just keep adding more features.
Yeah, but...
Is it all the Pokemon in both those generations? Yes. Or is it just Select? Yeah, it's all of them?
And you can't transfer them to this game. They're keeping it all Gen 1 stuff. Why wouldn't they release that at the get-go? If it's already been out, why wouldn't they do that at the get-go?
Because what if there's an expansion pack?
Oh, God. There's never been expansion packs for it.
There's expansion packs for Zelda. There's an expansion pack for Mario Kart for the first time on Wii U. That's when it started.
Yeah.
And now it's starting on this stuff.
I don't see it.
Man. I bet you they take the Pokemon Go stuff and it goes into the next game also.
In the 2019 game?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
This is a vehicle to get people from Pokemon Go into this, to mid-casual, from going casual to mid-casual. And then the next step is going to be, here's new mechanics to take you from the mid-casual play to this new title. And all these people that bought this that either only know Pokemon, like, there's fucking moms out there that are like 30 years old, 35 years old, playing Pokemon Go in the park. See all the time, right? With their kids. They're going to go buy this fucking game for their kid, and they're going to play the fucking game with their kid. And they're going to go, oh, wow, the next
Pokemon's fantastic. But their fan base that has been around for 20 fucking years now, they don't want this game. So
no, I'm not saying they're going to make it as hard as like this, hardcore. I'm saying the feature's going to be there. It's like, hey, and you can put your Pokemon into this.
Yeah, I think there will be the option for motion control.
I think it's going to give you a benefit.
They're going to release the Pokeball this year. And then, yeah, obviously, and they need to carry it into the next game. That's,
the Pokeball the
if
next
they
game.
Didn't do that, that would be stupid. Yes. People would be but they're pissed. Also I paid carry... how much for this stupid little ball?
But then they're going to continue it on over, too, to the... With the Pokemon Go stuff,
probably.
Where you can transfer your stuff over.
No, what they're going to do is make it to where you can't use that Pokeball. You have to get a new Pokeball.
The Master Ball.
The Master... No, you have to... You got to go in order. Come on, man. You got to get the Great Ball, right?
Yeah.
All right. No, by that time, they'll have a whole new thing that...
Fucking...
Yep.
Pokeball Amiibos.
I don't think this is going to be a regular thing, though. I don't think they're going to be alternating every other year for, you know, do like,
if
oh,
they
let's
don't,
go this
no,
year.
No, but what I'm saying, if they don't do that... This is just a vehicle to get people into it, to commit to it, and then another vehicle will move them into the full-time thing.
Yeah. You think there's going to be one more vehicle? You're going to have two vehicles to get them there?
No. This vehicle in Pokemon Go is a vehicle, and then it's getting to the 2019 game.
Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with that. You said there was going to be another one after 2019 like this.
Oh, yeah, I'd still think that.
No. There's no way Pokemon Go will survive that long unless they do something drastic to still get it to go with this. You think it's going to last 2 more years?
I think there's Pokemon Go the game?
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
No.
I'll bet you
think dude, the player base was dwindling. It was down to just nothing compared to what it used to be.
This
is what brought it back. But After this comes out.
This hasn't brought it back yet. The news of this has brought it back. When this is released and people play this game,
there
this
was a huge player spike after this
announced. I know announced, but I'm saying even when this is out too, the people that are bitching about the next game, that they just want to get to the next game, they'll still go out and buy this. And what are they going to do? They're going to go play Pokemon Go.
There's a lot of people that aren't going to buy it though.
There's a lot of people that still will, bet you.
Okay, but there's also a lot of people that will not. So
I still think Pokemon Go.
So, okay, so this is going to sell well. I'm not arguing that.
Oh, no, we both agree.
My point is after this, there is not going to be another one like this. There's no way. There's no reason for it. They don't need another one like this. They got their vehicle from Pokemon Go.
But they're going to do it.
No, they aren't. Why would they?
If this does extremely
well.
There's
no point to it.
What do you mean? They can make Pokemon, like, they can go do a Ruby remake of that they want. They can go do, they can
after
do Sapphire, they can do a Gold. If they're starting yellow, they can do all that
is,
stuff.
But the thing is, the feedback is going to be awful. People are going to be pissed about this. And it already is terrible. I don't know if you haven't seen it, but it's seriously, people are fucking pissed about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if
because they're changing Pokemon.
Exactly. And that's why this is going to split the player base. Yeah, you're going to bring in casual people or people from Pokemon Go, but all your hardcore fans, if you continue to do this, you'll push them all away. That's the thing.
You think that if they continue to do this, that they're
Nobody wants the games like this if it's going to be dumbed down.
But I'm not saying that they're going to make all these games like this. I'm saying that they still make like a core Pokemon game. I'm saying, but will that player base that likes a core Pokemon game, will they get so pissed off? So it's 2019, there's a core game, right, coming out?
Yeah.
Say 2021, there's another core game that comes out, okay?
Yeah.
And in between
2019 and 2021 in 2020, say there's another let's go something or whatever version. That core player base isn't gonna, they're still going to complain about this one because they're diluting what Pokemon actually is.
Yeah.
But they just might not buy that let's go. They might just go, they'll still go buy the core one though. I'm saying if Nintendo continues to create
Got two teams. They got a team working on the 2019.
Yeah,
they got
and that's fantastic. If they keep the core stuff, that's great. Whatever, man. Those core people are going to buy it. Like right now, I'm even debating on even getting this game because I'm more of that camp of like, I like the core stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, absolutely. But I am too.
If this makes money,
kids love it.
If this makes money,
yeah.
And if you have two separate camps and the core camp is just going to complain about it and not buy it, but they're still going to go buy the core one. And then the new people who are coming in to purchase this are going to purchase this and then also might go get the core one as well. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I still don't agree because there's no need to drag out Pokemon Go at that point. Unless they have something else that is gimmicky and ties into the next one, then I agree. But I don't think Pokemon Go is going to be the next one. No.
But you don't think there's enough to go to like, okay, let's go whatever Pokemon it is. And
no.
And it's based in like a silver or gold. Like it's Johto.
I don't think so. I really don't. I think this is a gimmicky thing that's going to last one time. I think it's going to be something. Yeah,
so if it's the one time, do you think it's going to fail because it's going to be one time?
No. I think it's going to be a success. Absolutely. I think this is going to draw a ton of people from Go that had never played a Pokemon game over to the Pokemon universe.
Yeah.
And then I think doing it again, at that point,
after the core one.
It's hard to go from a core game to a watered-down game. It's not hard to go from a watered-down game to a core game.
Okay, do you think they make a special edition?
Of Let's Go?
Yeah, like if this does really well, like 2019, we don't know the actual date. It could be the end of 2019, right?
I mean, they've already kind of done a special edition. If you buy the Pokeball is how you get Mew. That's the only way to get Mew in the entire game.
Those bastards.
I know.
Beyond that, though, like, I mean, like, do you think it'll be like, okay, hey, and we've come out with, like, let's go Pikachu Mega or something like that, and there's, like, some other different things into it before? Like, I'm saying if this does well, they're going to milk this until that core one comes out. I see what you're saying about the core thing, and I see what you're saying about going down to watered down edition.
Right.
But also at the same time, like, I don't think it's something where you're going to have, like, 20 of these games. I think it's, like, if you go to the core one and they make another one after that core one that's similar to this, maybe a little bit more upped with that player base that
eventually went to the core.
Somewhere in the middle, something like that. Well, because Pokemon Yellow is dumbed down Pokemon to begin with.
Yeah.
When you get into Silver Gold, it gets more complex. It doesn't really get more complex until, like, after Ruby and Sapphire.
Right. Right.
So it's a dumbed down version of the dumbed down version of Pokemon to begin with.
Yeah, but there's a nostalgia factor there.
For sure. I understand that. But my thing is like, I don't know. I feel like they're going to, if it does really well, even before 2019, they'll come up with another version. Yeah. Based on Yellow, different Pokemon.
Yeah, maybe.
And then when they do the core.
So their thing that they like to do is they like to do the Ultra. So you got like like Sun and Moon Ultra.
But can you put an Ultra in Yellow?
I mean, isn't that what you're talking about? Just basically a different version?
No, I'm just talking about a different starter, version of the same. Totally different companion.
Okay, but essentially what I'm saying is they like to do another version of a game they've already released.
Yeah.
And add like a few other features. Like now they're going to have like Dragonite as your starter. You know,
Because they've already come out with... Oh, they already redid Silver and Gold. Silver and forget whatever gold or whatever
Heart.
It was called. Heart gold, something like that. Yeah, that sounds right. And they did it with Ruby and Sapphire because Ruby and Sapphire was like, it was like, what, Omega Sapphire, Omega Ruby or something like that? Omega Ruby or something.
Omega and... So one of the other... Something. Yeah, it was Omega...
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, they can take... Because this is all Gen 1 Pokemon for Pokemon Go, right?
Right.
So they can do Gen 2 easily with Silver and Gold, right? So they can do that with that. They're going to do it. They're gonna. You don't want it to happen. This is the problem.
It's not,
I don't want it to happen.
It's not that I don't want it to happen. I just don't understand why someone would still... Because this is not going to keep Pokemon Go alive.
Because the
attachment... This was a boost to Pokemon Go. And now they're trying to draw that... player base into these.
Into the core game.
And yeah. I don't... So you can sync this up with Pokemon Go, but I don't think it's enough to keep Pokemon Go alive, to keep people playing it. Like, well, I understand
that's,
there's
so that's
a huge...
why I'm saying I think they come up with another one very quickly.
Yeah, they'd have to do it real quick.
Well, because you're a Gen 1 Pokemon for Pokemon Go. So
but
have,
you're talking
have this
2 years from now.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think it's quick.
You think it's going to be immediately after they do the core one next year?
Bro, I think they've got a backup, man. I think they've got stuff in the warehouse, man.
Okay, honestly, I can see another starter version of this one coming out next year. I do see that, but
for,
I don't
for
see...
For what? For Johto? For like?
No, I don't
Silver
see Johto.
Gold?
You think you're going to have 3 Pokemon games in the course of 1 year?
No, I think like a year and a half.
Year and a half?
Yeah, year and a half.
So like 4 or 5 months after?
Maybe almost 2 years, yeah. If that. These games don't... I don't think this game takes them that long. Like once they do the one like this...
Yeah. It's
pretty simple, straightforward going forward, right?
Absolutely.
But that's the thing. Like the big grab for Pokemon Go is people will go do it because people have Pokemon Go accounts. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing at how we got on this huge tangent.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah.
We didn't even have Pokemon on here.
Well, whatever, man.
Whatever, yeah. No, okay. Anyway, so, this is kind of what you wanted to do anyway.
Exactly.
You wanted to debate.
The thing about Pokemon Go, right, is it fundamentally changes everything about Pokemon.
Yeah.
It takes what was imagination and turns it into somewhat of reality using augmented reality, right?
It's a catching mini game. I mean,
but it's not also at the same time. It literally takes what you dream of doing in Pokemon and puts it into reality.
Right.
Instead of you just physically can't whip a
ball
at a Pikachu's
head. For the 4 people
that
play with AR on, yeah.
Yeah, with it, yeah, just drain their battery, exactly. But the thing is, there's attachment to that because it's not just like you're spending time. You're actually doing physical attachment to these Pokemon now. So it's like you've walked your ass around a park to get these Gen 2 Pokemon. This one comes out, you can't use them. You can't do shit with the Gen 2 Pokemon. You're just holding them on your cell phone. So as soon as they announce the Gen 2 ones, to be able to see those Pokemon in-game and actually play with them and do more shit with those Pokemon in-game,
it
doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they went to the core game and then they had to go back. They want to see the Pokemon that they physically had to go out and get. And they are physically attached to rather than just like clicking buttons being like, oh,
see,
shit.
But then I think they messed up their timeline. Because if you're going to do that, then you announce...
Well, they thought of this way too late.
Well, absolutely. So if that was what they were going to do, they should have announced a Gen 2 game and then been like, hey, put them on Go and then announce your games immediately after and be like, hey. So then you get people going back to Go for not only Gen 2, but also to catch Pokemon that they can transfer into the new game now.
It was a teeter-totter situation, though. Because it was like, Pokemon Go is dying. Cool. New gens. Cool. Trading. Boom, boom, boom. All this stuff up. Then this news comes out. That's fantastic. Then this game releases. Pokemon Go will go up like fucking crazy on top of that. Because your Gen 1 stuff will be able to go.
I think you already got a big boost in it, though.
I think you'll get more.
You think you're going to get more?
Because the game makes you want to go out and get more shit. Even if they're Gen 1 stuff,
see,
you still have
to collect. See, most people are trying to collect shit before the game actually comes out.
Exactly. No, I understand that. Absolutely.
So that's why you got that huge player spike.
But the people who... Like, it's a two-pronged thing. Either people who didn't give a shit about Pokemon Go... Like, I didn't care about Pokemon Go. I could care less.
No, I played a little bit.
But if I own this game, if I buy this game... I'm going to go out and give a shit about Pokemon Go.
See, and that's the thing. That's why I actually started playing it for a little while again. I stopped again. I haven't touched it in forever. But
exactly.
When they announced it, I was like, oh, man, I got to catch this, and this. Yeah. That way I don't have to worry about them in-game, especially the ones that are exclusive to one version.
There's probably people, which is crazy, that haven't heard about Pokemon Go or just haven't downloaded it and got around to it, and this game's going to advertise the shit out of that.
Yeah.
As soon as you turn it on and plug it, hey, you can link up with your Pokemon Go, blah, blah, blah.
Right. I mean, there's... grandparents playing Pokemon Go.
I know.
I would have never heard about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying like...
And that was their exposure to...
It's just going to do this. Both are just going to scale up at the same
time.
And,
dang it, now I hit the mic. Oh, man. No, but I think at the same time, like, I don't think they had to do this game to draw people from Go over. Because the thing was, Go got people interested in Pokemon that never would have been interested in Pokemon.
When you saw draw over, though, do you think that people are just going to leave Pokemon Go?
No, I mean, to
bring
get people to play the core games as well, instead of just the mobile game, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think they didn't necessarily have to do this here. Like, if they would have done a remake that was not so heavily involved with Go, they would have still brought a ton of people over because people who have never heard of Pokemon now know about Pokemon because it was a global sensation.
Yeah.
People were playing it everywhere.
Yeah.
So people, you know, like my grandparents know of Pokemon Go now.
Yeah.
And they never would have known of anything Pokemon related. So they still would have increased their fan base by a lot, which they already make a ton of money off these games. Like these sell just absolutely amazing.
So do you think that... So then what would you have wanted to see? Because they can't do a core game, because the whole point of this game is to get people playing Pokemon Go and this game at the same time. Not
right.
Take people from Pokemon Go and just bring them to Pokemon Land and not play.
See, but I was just saying on one side of it. I understand.
Should there have been
the
another step
sword.
Before even the core game after this?
Oh, God, I hope. No, because they still got to keep the rest of their fan base happy. I understand they're trying to draw people over.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly why they're releasing... two games within the course of a year, because they understand they are treading on a very dangerous line of completely alienating their existing fan base and drawing over new fan base. But at the same time,
are they alienating them though? They're just putting them on
you
hold.
You need to really go to a Pokemon subreddit or something and just
I've
read
through
it.
Some of them, but I'm just saying, like,
dude,
at the end of the day,
people are pissed.
Yeah, but are they saying they're not going to buy the core game because this game?
No, people are saying they're not going to buy this game.
Which is fine, but they're still going to buy the core game.
Right, but that's exactly what I'm saying. That's why when they announced this, it was like a week later, they're like, and in 2019 we're coming out with a core game, please don't burn down our studio.
Oh, yeah, the way that they announced this was terrible.
No, exactly.
Because it made this sound like this was the thing they were working on.
Exactly.
That
they
was
made
terrible.
This sound like the core game, and then people like, God, no. And once people got outraged, that's when they're like, hey, we're actually putting out a core game.
Could you imagine if this was the core game?
Oh, God. Dude, that's exactly what I'm saying.
No, I know.
Like, why they would be alienating
their
fan base.
No, but that comes down to the way they announced it, which was terrible.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Pokemon on the Switch.
Right, and everybody freaked out, and then everybody's like, this isn't what we wanted.
No, they're like, yes, no. It could be worse, it could be Detective Pikachu.
Oh, God.
You're just, like, so worried about everything.
No, I'm not worried about anything.
Somehow we got to that from Animal Crossing.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. No, I'm not worried about anything. I'm just saying what I see from reading as much as I could possibly get my hands on and watching reactions from people and people who are huge, huge Pokemon fans that are like, nope, I'm not buying it. Which... I understand they're coming out with a core game, and I think we're on the same page.
We are.
When we say it out loud, it doesn't come together.
No, we are. There's just minute details into it where it's like it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah. Minute when you're talking about millions of sales. Yeah, I guess that's pretty
minute. But it's not designed for those people.
Yeah.
It was never designed for those people. That's what I'm trying to say. It was never, like, the people have to throw away the fact that this game was designed for core Pokemon fans. It absolutely, 1,000% was not from the very beginning.
Right.
The only reason that this product exists is to get people from Pokemon Go to get off their phones, to keep them on their phones also, and to get them a Nintendo Switch, to boost Switch sales, to then get this game, and to both play Pokemon Go and this, and make Nintendo a shit ton of money.
I am absolutely not arguing that at all.
Great. Enough with Pokemon.
Wow, that was a fantastic circle that we just went in. All
awesome.
Right. Anyway.
So last kind of piece of news before we wrap this up is the author of the Witcher books is threatening to sue CD Projekt Red. So the author and creator of the Witcher books, good lord.
I purposely put that in there just so you would have to read it.
Andrzej Sapkowski. So he's Polish, is demanding more money from CD Projekt Red, something to the tune of around $16 million. Sapkowski is saying that he was not fairly compensated for the use of his creation. Sapkowski's lawyers are saying that the deal was solely for the first Witcher game and not the second nor the third.
Which Projekt Red's saying that bullshit, basically.
Yeah. So in the early 2000s, Projekt Red legally bought the rights to The Witcher with an outright sum. Of money. The company offered to pay royalties to Sapkowski, but Sapkowski refused, basically mocking video games and saying that there's no way Project Red would be profitable, which is kind of retarded. Like, if you're going to sell your thing, like, just take the extra shit.
Yeah.
This is a great example of when you have your own head up your ass so far that you can't see that a company's saying, by the way, I will give you $1 million for this property and IP, and then I will give you 5 to 10% on the back end. And now he's finally pulled his head out of his ass and went, hold on. There's a lot of money here.
See, the thing is, I don't even think he got double-digit thousands. It was like $9,000 he got for this.
So he fucked up.
Yeah. No, and that's what I'm saying. Why? Like, yeah. This wasn't even a huge offer, and for him to be such a pompous prick that he's like, nah, this won't make more than $10,000. Like, what?
Yeah, so it's like you just confirmed your own reality.
Right.
Like, hey, this isn't going to make much money. Yeah, just give me $9,000. You can use the rights to my books.
Yeah, it's...
Are you sure, sir? We'll give you 5% on this. No, video games are sacks of shit. They won't make money.
Yeah. And from everything I've read about this guy, it makes him seem like he's definitely just kind of a...
Oh, my God.
A prick riding around on a high horse.
You know? So here's the stuff on it so we don't sound like assholes. It says, in an interview with Eurogamer last year, Sapkowski said, they offered me a percentage of their profits. I said, no. There will be no profit at all.
No.
Give me all my money right now. The whole amount. It was stupid. I was stupid enough to leave everything in their hands because I didn't believe in their success. But who could foresee the success? I couldn't. That's fucking business.
Yeah.
You don't, like, what? You don't walk into a meeting and know right off the bat that something is going to make a million, a billion, a trillion dollars. Yeah, you have no fucking idea. It's the whole point of risk of business is you sit there and you quantify, do I want a check for $10,000 or do I want 5% on this because I believe in this team?
Right.
I don't believe in this team, so I'm going to take $10,000, mitigate my risk, have low risk, not high, but have low gain, not high gain. You fucked up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your analysis was wrong. You fucked up. It was a bad move. Bad business move. Right. Move the hell on. If he sat there and said, I'll take the royalties, he would have got a high... He would have made a lot of fucking money now.
Oh, and he's just upset. And that was, and the 16 million comes out to about 6%. So, and that's kind of what they offered him in that ballpark. And that's why they're shooting for 16 million.
But you can't go back and get that.
Exactly.
If this goes through, that is retarded.
That's exactly why this is making the news, because...
Is anybody on this guy's side?
No. Not that I've seen.
Thank God.
Everybody actually thinks it's more of a publicity stunt.
For his
books
and
shit?
Because
the thing is, when people hear The Witcher, they don't think of his books.
No, I mean, the video game.
No.
But video games are stupid, right?
Right. Video games
don't make money.
They don't make any money. None at all.
Jesus. How old is this guy? Do we know?
He looked at least in his mid-40s, probably early 50s even. Maybe he might even be older than that. I don't know. Do Polish people age pretty well?
Oh, Polish people. Some Polish people age. Like Polish people, yeah. Some people age really well.
Yeah. He might even be older than that. And judging by his stance on the games in early 2000s, I would assume he's definitely up there because that was...
It's retarded, man.
That generation thought video games weren't going to go anywhere and this and that, you know?
How, though? It was still 2000.
Yeah. Well...
There was lots of money being made.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like the 80s with the crash.
But, I mean, don't act like you haven't heard it. You never heard any of that people from that generation say that?
The Witcher? No. Man. I haven't... I honestly didn't...
Really?
I never heard...
Oh, I heard it. I heard it all the time.
Maybe here. I don't know. In Indiana. Yeah. Maybe it didn't catch on as quick. In Toronto, man, I remember my Uncle Dan in the basement. He's playing Majora's Mask. He was like 32.
Yeah.
He's playing Majora's Mask. He's like, video games are awesome, man. He's like, I got a whole collection. He's playing N64. And I'm like, holy shit, this is great. None of this. Never had anybody be like, oh, video games, they will never make money.
Really?
They were fucking making tons of money in 2000s.
Yeah, but...
I mean, not as much as now.
Not everybody looks into it as, you know, they don't
look
into
it. But it still made money.
Business.
This guy literally is just saying, no, there's no money in video games.
Well, no, I understand that. I am talking about what people said in the early 2000s that I have
crazy.
Heard. Yeah, I'm not...
No, I know what you're saying. I can't get over this guy. This guy's insane.
Yeah, this guy is, he's got one hell of a high horse. That high horse is practically a fucking giraffe.
This horse is up his own ass.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Like,
so CD Projekt Red went on to sell 33 million copies by the end of 2017, so oops.
Yeah.
Project Red would like to end this without an actual lawsuit, but they say 16 million is just too much. So they're willing to pay him out, basically. Yeah. It sounds like. I don't know what he'll get. I bet you'll get like $1 million.
Yeah. And that's,
at this point, this is just like, get out of here.
Like, yeah. And CD Projekt Red is very good about their public image is
spot on.
I mean, perfect. So for them to go out and be like, all right, here's $1 million and, you know, drop this and we'll be done, because technically or legally we don't have to pay you anything. We bought the rights to do this, So, you know, here's $1 million, go away, you know, whatever. Drop
yeah, well,
this.
It costs too much to dispute
and,
it.
And their public image
but that's
is
why they did
also
it.
Reserved.
That's
right.
why this lawyer and him did it.
Yeah,
I could be
exactly.
wrong. I could be wrong, but basically,
well,
there yeah, this is one of those enforced rules where it's like, it goes into, like, did they take advantage of him? You know,
right.
but at the same time, he made the ultimate business decision
right.
on
and at
his
the same
own choice.
Time, they
but it would just be this back and forth bullshit, and it would cost so much money
right.
to dispute
and
that.
And there's no way they could have known that they were going to sell 33 million copies at that point. But
no,
and so they weren't necessarily taking advantage of him. But if you can buy the rights to license something like that for $10,000, and you think you can
what
put out
what did they
an
buy
awesome
it off
game,
of them for?
Huh?
What did they buy the rights off of? Like the amount, the purse amount. Do we know or no?
It was like $10,000. That's what I'm saying.
Are you? Is this $10,000?
Yeah, they literally paid him like $10,000 for the rights to make Witcher games.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No wonder that dude's kicking himself in the ass, and then he's hitting his head while he's doing it.
Yeah, his head's up his own ass.
Yeah.
The press release that came out from CD Projekt Red was the company had legitimately and legally acquired copyright to Sapkowski's work. Insofar as it is required for its use in games developed by the company, all liabilities payable by the company in association therewith have been properly discharged. Sorry. So, they also went on to another one, you know, it's the company's will to maintain good relations with authors of works which have inspired CD Projekt Red's own creations. Consequently, the board will go to great lengths to ensure a resolution of this dispute. However, any such resolution must be respectful of previously expressed intents of both parties as well as existing contracts. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to turn out that here's $500,000, sir. See you later. Thank you very much.
Right.
You know, I don't understand how. Also, how the hell has he just heard about this now that it's done well?
Right.
Like, why bring this up now on The Witcher 3?
I doubt that. See,
how do you not hear
about that? The Witcher 3 has sold, like, even way better than 1 and 2 combined.
Right.
But, surely he knew about it. I think, I mean, shit. How are you going to be the author
of
The Witcher and not look it up every once in a while?
Because he doesn't care.
And the games overshadow. Like, if you look up The Witcher, you don't even see anything about the books. Most people played the games and didn't even know they were based on books.
No. Nobody
you
knew.
Play it, it's a
he
video could
have
game.
Advertised it, and I bet you he'd make a shit ton of book sales.
Yeah.
You know how many book sales he would have gotten?
Here's what I'm seeing. It was about $9,500 for the payout for the rights to make The Witcher games. $9,500. Or, it's... I mean, no wonder the dude's kicking himself in the ass for sure. I mean,
he had the chance though.
Yeah.
He had the opportunity to make a lot of money. He didn't. It's crazy.
Clearly he has learned and become a better person because of it.
Who said that?
I'm kidding. I'm joking. Oh. It was sarcasm, Jeff. Come on, man.
He's not a good guy. All right. Anyways, speaking of books, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Wow, look what I did there. I'm like professional.
Those are beautiful segues
today.
You did a bang-up job, my friend.
Thank you, man. You can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/diggity. That's D-I-G-G-I-T-Y. You get access to over 180,000 titles to choose from for iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. So head on over to audibletrial.com/diggity, D-I-G-G-I-T-Y, and get your free 30-day trial. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Diggity Podcast. Please leave a review for us. It helps us make the show better. It also helps people find the show better. And it makes Brody happy. And when Brody's happy, the world is happy. And until next time, guys, take it easy. See ya.